I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Uncertainty runs high as people await election results in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We'll learn how it's impacting the church in a moment. And make sure you stick around because one of our partners is expanding ministry efforts in the world's largest Muslim nation. There's a place for you in every story today on Mission Network News. And we'll start today in Africa, where citizens of the Democratic Republic of Congo are still awaiting the results of the December 30th presidential elections. Now, this extra delay has people anxious and uncertain. But how does this impact Christians in the country? Open Doors USA's Dr. David Curry tells us.
The Catholic Church, which has a lot of influence in that country, has stepped forward. They've been observers of the election, and they are really calling to account with these observers the honesty and the clarity that is needed for the election to be valid. It's just caused a lot of unrest Christian communities right in the middle of it.
Curry says a lot of people fear fallout once the election results are released. And if the results are viewed as invalid, there could be backlash against Christians. Tensions are already building. In August of 2018, the incumbent, Joseph Kabila, announced a successor. With his successor named, there's a sense that the election might have been rigged.
I certainly don't have any idea if that's the case or not. But the Catholic Church was brought in as a independent observer. They feel like some of the feedback they're getting from the government on where they're leaning, they haven't released the numbers yet.
So pray peace in DR Congo and for the church's perseverance during this time of uncertainty. In other news, the International Day for the Unreached is 6 months from today. On June 9th, believers across North America will raise a collective voice for the 2 billion people without access to Christ. Marv Newell with Missio Nexus tells us.
That's a third of the world population. And when we say unreached, we're saying that they don't have the opportunity to be reached. That's our goal, is to just to fly that flag of unengaged and unreached peoples being able to have an encounter with the message of Jesus Christ.
Missio Nexus is a founding member of the Alliance for the Unreached. They leverage their wide network to resource ministries working on the front lines of the Great Commission.
Missio Nexus is not a mission agency as the other Alliance members are. We are an association of missions. We have information services, we have webinars, even publications like Evangelical Missions Quarterly that make sure that unreached peoples are foremost in what we're doing in the world of missions.
So pray for Missio Nexus and others who are also serving behind the scenes to support the work of the Great Commission. Oh, and don't forget to save the date. June 9th is the International Day for the Unreached. Look for this story on our website to learn more about Missio Nexus or the Alliance. And as the new year rolls in, Forgotten Missionaries International has a resolution to expand their work into Indonesia. They want to see a 20% increase of indigenous church planters throughout the country. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
when we consider the very distinctive nature of Indonesia, that it's made up of 6,000 inhabited islands, that's more than just what one board operating from one island can handle, overseeing operations on other islands. So we now have done that division of the cell, and we've multiplied so that there are two leadership teams operating on two different islands in order to oversee the work.
The teams are guiding church planters and providing accountability and communication to increase their effectiveness.
There's an immediate financial need of about $2,000 for tangible resources, let's say like laptops and smartphones, to help equip these national leaders. We need to resource these leaders to equip them to do the job that we say we're standing with you, alongside you, in order for you to do that.
It'll take a commitment of $120 a month per church planner to see FMI's goal succeed. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.